Good evening, and welcome to our Easter Vigil worship service. Before we begin this evening, a few words of introduction about the service itself. The Easter Vigil, this was the time in the early church when those who were being instructed in the truths of Christianity at a service that in the middle of the service, it would be midnight. This would be the service where they'd be received as members, be baptized, and then have the Lord's Supper for the first time. The 40 days in Lent led up to during the catechumenate, they were instructed and all these things took place. So what we're doing is suspending belief for a moment, pretending it's almost midnight. I didn't think you'd all come here at 11:30 tonight. So we're worshiping at 8, hopefully when it's a little dark outside, so we have more of the effects of the candlelight processional. Because we don't have a very large entryway, as you can see, when it gets the time in the service, I'll invite you to come up and light your candle from the Paschal candle. I'm going to ask that you kind of alternate, go up, you know, on each side of the church, because I don't want you walking back and forth out here with candles lit. That doesn't sound real safe to me, with as many of you are as packed in here. So then you'll go up the side then, and then when the procession starts, Randy will carry the Paschal candle in. I'd ask that you come back down the outside and then follow him up the middle and then go to wherever you'd like to sit for the service. Does that make sense? Is that clear enough? Okay. The Lord's Supper then will be a part of our service, the time that we'll mark as midnight. In our minds, is when the bells will ring, the lights will come on, and then we go into the service of the Lord's Supper. There is a place where it's marked in the service, if you looked, where we'll ask you to extinguish the candles, and then I think, Hans, you are going to collect the candles. We'll just give a minute for a couple of people to go down the aisles and collect all the candles so that you children don't have candle sword fights in the pews. That's exactly what I'm saying not to do. So, if you have a Three Holy Days service folder, we're on page 33. Did someone just come in? Bev, could you get them a candle? Oh, okay, thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. On this most holy night in which our Lord Jesus Christ passed over from death to life, we are gathered here in vigil and prayer. This is the Passover of the Lord in which, by hearing his word and celebrating his sacraments, we share in his victory over death. O God, you are like a refiner's fire, and your Spirit kindles the hearts of your faithful people with the fire of your love. Bless, we ask you, this new flame and those who keep this joyful Easter festival burning with desire for life with you. May we be found rightly prepared to share in the feast of light which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Christ Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. His are time and eternity. His are the glory and dominion now and forever. By his wounds, we are healed now and forever. May the light of Christ, who is risen in glory from the dead, scatter all the darkness of our hearts and minds. Almighty and most merciful Father, once we were darkness, but now we are light in Jesus Christ our Lord. Bless abundantly all who joyfully celebrate this night in faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Fill them with your heavenly blessing in him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. This time I'd invite you to come forward and light your candle from the Paschal candle and then go up the side aisles as we discussed.
The light of Christ.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good and right that we should, at all times and in all places, with all our hearts and minds and voices, praise you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, and your one and only Son, Jesus Christ. This is the night when you brought our fathers, the children of Israel, out of bondage in Egypt and led them through the Red Sea on dry ground. This is the night when Christ, the life, arose from the dead. The seal of the grave is broken, and the morning of the new creation breaks forth out of the night. How holy is this night when all wickedness is put to flight and sin is washed away.
How holy is the saying, when innocence is restored to the fallen, and joy is given to those downcast.
How blessed is this night, when man is reconciled to God in Christ. Holy Father, accept now the evening sacrifices of our thanksgiving and praise. Let Christ, the true light and morning star, shine in our hearts. He who gave light to all creation, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. At this time, you may extinguish your candles and they'll be collected. On this most holy night, our Savior, Christ the Lord, broke the power of death and by his resurrection brought life and salvation to all creation. Let us praise the Lord, for he truly keeps his word. The sun of righteousness has dawned on those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. Our first scripture lesson this evening gives us the account of creation. The world God created was perfect, unstained by the sin that infects it now. We read from Genesis 1 through Genesis 2, verse 3.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the heavens from the water above it, and it was so. God called the expanse sky. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly along the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the waters in the sea and let the birds increase on the earth." And there it was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock and over all the earth and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said,
I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. This is the word of our God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you most wonderfully created human nature and yet more wonderfully redeemed it. By your mercy, renew us in the image of him who came to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our second scripture lesson deals with what Jesus was celebrating during Holy Week and his disciples. The Passover was there to remember how God had delivered them from Egypt. And he also delivered them by a great miracle at the Red Sea. The Song of Moses after this deliverance is our first lesson on the festival of Easter. We read from Exodus chapter 14. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified, cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you need only to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the waters so the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so they will go in after them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen." Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. His horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. This is the word of our God. Let us pray. O God, you once delivered your people Israel from slavery under Pharaoh and led them safely through the Red Sea. By this you gave us a picture of baptism. Lead us always to rejoice in your baptismal promise, that we may live in its grace and declare to all people your desire to make them children of Abraham through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The salvation that God provided for the Israelites is a picture of the salvation he provided for all people by delivering them from the slavery of sin. Our next reading from Isaiah chapter 55 speaks of this salvation that God had promised to the people that would be offered to all. Come, all you are thirsty, come to the waters. And you have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest affair. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. For he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. This is the word of our God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you created and sustained all things by the power of your word. You send forth your spirit to renew your creation. Give your saving of water of life to all who thirst, that they may bear much fruit in your glorious kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our final scripture lesson sees that this salvation that God offers to all and gives by the gift of his Holy Spirit at times is severely challenged. We see that in the life of Job. But in the midst of that challenge, faith enables us to say, we remain victorious. We read from Job chapter 19. I'm nothing but skin and bones. I have escaped only by the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me, my friends, have pity on me, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you pursue me as God does? Will you never get enough of my flesh? Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead or engraved in rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. This is the word of our God. Let us pray. Almighty God, by the Passover of your Son, you brought us out of sin into righteousness and out of death to life. Give your servants patience and endurance, that looking in faith to your Son, we may see beyond the trials of this life to the joys of the life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join together in singing, "Let All Things Now Living." On this holiest of days, the whole Church of our Lord Jesus Christ recalls his death and burial, rejoicing in the gospel of his glorious resurrection from the dead. Holy baptism is the precious means of grace by which our Father in heaven connects us with Christ in his life, death, and resurrection. The Apostle Paul says, "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." I invite you to join together in singing, "All Who Believe and Are Baptized." Oh, In holy baptism, God takes away our sins and gives us new life in Christ our Lord. We solemnly renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways. We confess the gift of faith in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I ask you, do you reject the devil along with all his lies and empty promises? Yes, and I ask God to help me. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty? Yes, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Do you intend to continue in this faith, to be diligent in the use of word and sacrament, and in faith and action remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as long as you live? Yes, and I ask God to help me. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Easter Gospel from Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath at dawn, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. The Gospel of the Lord.
O God, who made this most holy night shine with the glory of the resurrection of our Lord, preserve in all your people the spirit of adoption which you have given, that they may serve you in faith and joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In love, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms and placed all things under his feet for the benefit of the church. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and thanks and honor and glory forever and ever. Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. As you're able, please stand. Almighty God, you give us the joy of celebrating our Lord's resurrection. Give us also the joys of life in your service and bring us at last to the full joy of life eternal. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives, reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. We close with verses 4 and 5 of hymn 145. Good evening. Thank you very much for joining us for this service that's historic yet different for us. I thank you very much for joining us. I hope you found the visuals and all the various things that were being done to highlight Christ's resurrection edifying. There's a lot of things you can see that are different up here from the last time here in church if you're here yesterday, but a couple things maybe you don't notice on first glance. One, probably because I'm blocking it out now, but the Dust to Dust banner behind me. On Ash Wednesday, we put all the ashes on it as symbols of our repentance. The ashes are gone, a reminder that in Christ we are forgiven. Another reminder of Easter is in the middle of all the lilies. I don't know if you noticed that the cross is different. The cross that we had through since Advent was the cross with the body of Christ on it, the crucifix. Now we switch to the bare cross because he's risen. The cross is empty, the tomb is empty, and the bare cross on the altar is a reminder of what we celebrate tonight. Now, since we suspended disbelief and pretend it's already midnight, that would mean it's actually Easter, and the donuts they got downstairs for Easter, I'd think, are fair game. So if you want one, help yourself. But kids, ask your parents first. I don't want to get blamed for you eating sugar. Thanks very much for joining us, and may the Lord bless your the rest of your night, your Easter, and every day of your life with this incredible knowledge that our God is risen and we are forgiven.